this mishnah took us a long time in class, but it's going to take a short time today. The point is that if a person has a cow that's already a muad, and he gives it to a shomer to watch for him, the shomer steps into the owner's shoes. Meaning, if the cow was a muad, then the owner, the shomer, the guardian, has to pay nezek shalom, even though he wasn't brought to basin three times. Normally we said a change of ownership means it reverts to being a tam, but here he's acting as a shomer, he's standing in the shoes of the owner, and therefore even though he hasn't been put on notice three times, he still pays nezek shalom. So that's what the Mishnah says. Misara l'shomer chinam, if the owner gives it over to an unpaid watchman, or l'shoel, someone who's borrowing it free, l'nosa sachar, a paid guardian, l'socher, or a renter. In all cases, that all four categories of guardians, nichnasu tachas abalim, they step into the, literally, they come under the wings, under the owners, it means into his shoes, muad mishalom nezek shalom, and therefore, if it's a muad and it causes damage, he pays nezek shalom, v'tam mishalom chatzin nezek, and if it's a tam, they'll pay chatzin nezek as the shomer. It really talked about this indirectly in the beginning of the parak, talking about like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon, that you become a partner as a really discuss on the other side, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shmuel, you become a shomer sachar by holding on to it, you pay. You see, the shomer sachar pays. Okay. There is one small difference worth speaking out here. There's this small difference. You know, if you give it over to a shomer chinam, he's unpaid. The standard of expectation that you can expect the shomer chinam, a guy doing you a favor, to watch, is just what's called shmira pechusa, which is like, you know, what I translated as, you know, a 3-star standard guardianship, which I'm defining now again is, if you ask, I'm transitioning to the second part of the mission also at the same time, it's explained as din, that shmira pechusa means, if you'd ask an expert, he would tell you the animal won't get out. Not the animal can't get out, just that unless it's provoked extremely, it's not going to go anywhere. That's sufficient. You tied it up by a nylon cord to a tree. Like, where's the animal going to go? It's tied to a tree. But that's shmira pechusa, like a, you know, 3-star standard guardian. That's all a shomer chinam has to do. A shomer sachar has to do what's called shmira meula, 5-star shmira guardianship. Meaning that an expert would tell you, not the animal won't get away, the animal can't get away. In other words, even if there's a fire, animal will sit there and get burned because it can't get out. As opposed to if the shmir meula, if the animal's facing, you know, certain death, it will find a way to get out. It'll chew the cord, whatever, so it's to get away. So, since the shomer sachar is expected to do shmir meula, and the shomer chinam is just expected to do shmir pechusa, so then if the animal gets out, and there was from the shomer chinam and he'd done shmir pechusa, then even that he will not have to pay. Whereas opposed to shomer sachar, he will have to pay. Okay, fine. So now, we're now transitioning to the second part, which is the standards of liability, which is, let me speak it outside now. When you have an animal, if it's a tam, you have to pay unless you did shmira ma'ula. If you did anything less than 5-star protection, meaning, like I told you, an expert would say, the animal can't get out. So that means, in other words, saying it a different way, the only way this animal is going to cause damage is because of an act beyond your control. Now, I don't know, there was a hurricane that blew down the fence, so then what do you want? But I did everything I could in my power. Something happened beyond my power. If you do anything less than shmir ma'ula, the 5-star guardianship, you're on the hook for the tam payments. You have to pay the chatzi nezek. That everyone agrees to. The machlokas is, what about the mu'ud payments? This is totally counterintuitive, but we'll see in a second there is a shita that there's a shita that the standard drops, and if it's a mu'ud, you actually won't pay if you did even shmir pechusa, 3-star guardianship. Okay, so we'll get there. Now the mishnah is inside. Ksharu balav b'moseira. If the owners tied it with like a rope, standard rope. Now that standard rope means shmira pechusa, standard guardianship. That the expert would say the animal won't get out. Not that it can't, but it won't. Or v'na'al b'fun of karoi, or he locked the gate. In the normal way, he locked the gate. Animals don't get out of locked gates. But that's only shmira pechusa, because the animal really, if it was facing, you know, a lion gone to the cage, believe me, the animal would find its way out. So that's called pechusa. V'yatze v'hezek, and it goes out on damages. Echad tam v'echad mu'ud. So for sure, if it's a tam, you pay. But even if it's a mu'ud, says Rabbi Meir, you're chayev. Chayev, divrei Meir. Meir holds that you pay chatzi nezek or nezek shalom if you did anything less than shmir and ba'ula, anything less than the 5-star guardianship. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not necessarily. He says, if it's a tam, then you'll be chayev if you did anything less than 5-star guardianship. But if it's a mu'ud, this is totally counterintuitive, If it's a muad, then you'll be pater from paying, because the pasuk says shneimar v'lo yishmeru ba'alav. If the owner didn't watch it, and here the owner did guard it, he did a shmira chutzah, standard guardianship, so then he'd be exempt. I'm going to go back to that and discuss it at length in a minute. So it's a second shita, so just follow it. Reb Meir holds you always need shmira ma'ula to be, or else you're chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you won't be chayev for the muad if you did a shmira pachusa, a three-star guardianship. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein lo shmira ela sakin. Rabbi Eliezer says if it's a muad, there's no such thing as shmira anymore. The only guardian, only way to be shomer to properly guard a muad is to kill it with a knife. Meaning you shecht it. Once it's shechted, of course, it's not going to cause damage. Until then, I don't care if it's in Fort Knox. If it gets out, you're chayev. Right? That's more than shmira. That's more than shmir mula. That's like, there is no exemption. You always pay, even if it was beyond your control. Now, we pass like Rabbi Huda, which I'm going to explore now. Rabbi Huda, this really weird shita. The weird shita, which is that we're more lenient, it seems, on a muad than on a tom, which is totally counterintuitive. Okay, so first of all, there's two steps. The first question is, if we look at it as Rav Adar Bar Ava holds that we're only talking about the muad portion. In other words, there's like, so to speak, two separate payments we made. There's the first chatzin ezek, the first half is for the tam, and if it's a muad, there's a second half to pay also. So he says, this is pashut, and therefore it's not so counterintuitive. He says, the tam part, you pay the chatzin ezek, if you did it anything less than five-star guardianship, whether the animal's a tom or a muad. As for the second payment, the second half, that the standard is different. The standard is any payment is good to get you the hook of paying the second payment. So in other words, according to that approach, the animal, when it damages, if anything less than shmeula, five-star guardianship, you pay chatzin ezek, at least, whether tom, whether muad. Will you pay nezek shalom, the second half? It's only if it's a muad and if you didn't do any guarding at all. So that's a little less counterintuitive. The other approach is Rav. Rav says, no. When, if it's a muad, you don't pay anything if you did a shmira pechusa. That's totally counterintuitive. So, a rationale that's brought down is that if it's a muad, everyone knows it's a muad. Like the words around town, that guy has, you know, that killer cow. Everyone knows that guy's got the cow that three times been debased in, it's been in all the papers, that killer cow. That being the case, people keep their cows away from his cow. They watch out. So therefore, like, they should have known better. You know, they weren't like unsuspecting victims. They should have. They saw the guy there. Put there, so to speak. They knew. And they just were playing with fire anyways. So therefore, the standard is lower. They contributed to part of the damage. That's the svara behind it. In any case, the amazing thing is it's a machlokas lahalacha how it goes. The Rambam learns indeed that you're patur legamrei. If you did a shmir pechusa, you pay no payment at all. Like that second svara I said. Tosus and the Rush learn that no, you're always going to pay at least half, the question is the other half. Okay? And as Ashkenazim, we'll go with Tosus and the Rush, but fine. Now, yeah, that's it, that's the mission. Good.